News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a road safety campaigner has called on the government to take a tougher approach to road safety following the news that four more people have lost their lives on our roads in the past 4 days. Irish Road Victims Association Vice President Leo Leggio explains what sanctions he wants to see brought in.
I'd like to see double penalty points brought in immediately for all offences, both for the speeding, drink driving and holding mobile phones. People just, they don't have the fear anymore that had been penalty points were first brought in, and they need to get that fear of losing their car again for, before they're going to slow down or stop using that phone. I want to see the Gardaí equipped with all the equipment that they need to put an end to this carnage. And it's just so sad to see that a third of all the deaths have been young people. So why can't we put speed limiters in? Speed limiters should be in all cars, basically, and alcohol interlocking devices fitted to all cars. The technology is out there and there's so much that can be done and it's not being done.
Okay, Leo Leggio there, Irish Road Victims Association Vice President. We're joined by Shane Ross now, a journalist, author, and of course, former Minister for Transport. What do you make of a few points there from Leo, but Shane, specifically that there's no fear anymore of penalty points, and he's saying we should double penalty points. What do you make of that?
I think he's right. I think the situation is absolutely critical, and it's being, you know, some of the players in it are spectators as people are dying. What Leo was saying there, and he speaks from the heart because of the tragedy within his own family, is that there's a reluctance on behalf of people who are in charge to take the necessary measures or more than which are necessary to reduce road deaths. And I mean, I watched some of the RSA yesterday and in front of the committee. And it struck me that there are two real problems here. One is everybody now who is involved, all the stakeholders, are pointing their fingers and saying that the problem is enforcement. And they're partly right. Enforcement is a problem. It's a big problem. But it's not the only problem here. And when they're doing that, they're pointing their fingers at the Gardaí. In fact, they're saying there aren't enough Gardaí on the road. And they're absolutely correct about that. But there's another problem as well. And that's the problem that road safety legislation, and I found this when I was in office in the last government as well, is the hardest possible legislation to get politically through political parties. There is massive resistance to what Leo was talking about, the technology. That technology he's talking about, technology about detecting people using their mobile phones, principally, I think. That technology needs legislation. And the reluctance on the part of backbenchers in the two main political parties is one of the reasons why we're not getting the measures we need at the moment.
It's obviously about the next election, but why are they so reluctant? Do they think it would be deeply unpopular with people? Surely people can read the papers as well and listen to the radio and watch the TV news. I mean, the death toll this year so far is, it's chilling.
It's absolutely terrifying. The reluctance is, and it was there when I was in cabinet. You know, even in cabinet, there was a split, and there was an even split against, and it might have even been majority, but there was never put to a vote against introducing drink driving, small amounts of drink driving legislation to limit it. Rural TDs seem to feel that this is something which is victimising them. It's not. In fact, 87% of road deaths are on rural roads. But there were vested interests as well. There was the vintners and other people who were lobbying very, very hard against any legislation whatsoever.
And so, Shane, are we still at the point where people are credibly saying, let the poor devil have a couple of pints and drive home from the pub, for God's sake? Are we still at that point?
We are. And you can see that that's the case because drink driving is back. I mean, it's as bad as that at the moment. You can see from the figures being released at the moment that drink driving is actually back, that it's now becoming again socially acceptable and people are taking these risks again. That may be, again, because they think they won't be caught, but it's also socially acceptable. The people, I think it's amongst some people, I'm not certain of that, but I think there's are accepting that some of their contemporaries are drink driving with one or two drinks. That is absolutely unacceptable as well.
I have to say, Shane, just listening to you, I'm not being critical of you because you're just outlining the truth as you see it. But I despair when I hear what you have to say. I mean, is there any hope of bringing down road deaths based on what you're saying?
Well, not unless there's the political will there. I mean, it is absolutely no use to have, quite honestly, the RSA are trying very hard to do a good job, but they're hinting and they're frightened of the government. They're frightened because they're appointed. The board's appointed by the government. But they're frightened of saying the government is not doing enough. Are they saying that? They're not. They're hinting at it. They're saying, please support legislation. Sam Wade was quite rightly saying yesterday, please support legislation where there's technology involved, because that's what we need. But what he was saying really there is it's not likely to come through.
Do they need to be blunter? And again, they're doing a really good job and a difficult job, so I'm not being critical of them, but do they need to be blunter in their message?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what they said yesterday, and it was an awful admission, I thought, in some ways, they said the figures in the last 6 months are really awful. The last 3 months, they're really awful. They're getting a lot worse. And then they listed, and I don't think they're doing this, all the campaigns, all the forums, all the visions that they had in the last 6 months. What that means is those campaigns are failing. The RSA campaigns are failing. And what is needed here is political, absolute draconian measures along the lines, but I would say more fiercer than Leo said there, which the government introduces against the wishes in the teeth of opposition from backbenchers, because this is speed legislation or other legislation is the only way that we can do this. And the other thing is they are right about enforcement. They're right about the Gardaí. They're not being enough Gardaí. But whose responsibility is that?
Yeah, okay.
It's up to the government to get more Gardaí on the road. It is not up to the government to come out and say, it's enforcement is the problem, as though they're spectators here.
Shame, it's up
to them to get to do it.
Shane Ross, journalist, author, former Transport Minister. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.